All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite, and we have finally made it. December 24th, Christmas Eve. What better time to have the Christmas Chaos Supercard? This is Christmas Chaos 5, and this is the most chaotic card the PWA has ever put out. Six huge matches tonight, beginning with our second annual Tower of Doom match. Last year, Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker made a lucky break to win. He has the chance to repeat it again this year as one of the 20 men in the match tonight. More on that in a minute. The other five matches have all the titles being defended. Some of the great storylines this season are coming to a head tonight. Johnny B. Badd defending the Interstate 74 title against Mark Merrow. Iceman King Parsons defending the Illinois title against Davey Boy Smith. Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion, having won their best of three match series, challenged the Sud Stable for the Illinois tag titles. The Acolytes defending the American tag titles against the Gorgeous Gentlemen. And our main event has the guys who barely survived their tag team match last week. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Terry Funk battling for the American heavyweight title. So let's get right into the card. Our first match is our annual Tower of Doom match. Three cages stacked on top of each other. The 20 wrestlers not on the card tonight climb into the bottom cage. When 10 wrestlers make it to the middle cage, the trapdoor closes, and the 10 wrestlers left in the bottom cage are escorted back to the dressing room. When 5 wrestlers make it into the top cage, that trapdoor is closed, and the 5 wrestlers in the middle cage are escorted back to the dressing room. The 5 wrestlers in the top cage then battle to be the first to leave the cage and win a title shot at the American heavyweight title February 11th at St. Valentine's Day Massacre. So who are the 20 guys? You've got Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, Jerry the King Lawler, Living Legend Larry Zbyszko, Rick the Model Martel, Iron Mike Sharp, Dangerous Doug Gilbert, Barry Horowitz, Beef Stew Lou Marconi, Brooklyn Brawler, both members of the State Patrol, Black Bart, Tracy Smothers, Kendall Windham, Ken Wayne, Nightmare Danny Davis, Brian Christopher, Scott Taylor, Dick Slater, and Gold Dust. Now, Dick Slater and Gold Dust have both just signed PWA contracts. So this is their introduction back into, well, for Gold Dust, back into the PWA. As all the wrestlers get into the bottom cage, they focus on the State Patrol. It seems that everyone wants to make sure that Parker doesn't get another lucky break this year. About 3 minutes into the match, Barry Horowitz makes his way up the ladder into the middle cage. A couple minutes later, Kendall Windham climbs the ladder. He's immediately followed by Austin Idol. The Nightmares continue to pummel the State Patrol with the help of Rick Martel and Dick Slater. Brooklyn Brawler is the next to climb the ladder, fighting off Iron Mike Sharp. Sharp tries to bring Brawler back down, but he's tackled from behind by Brian Christopher. They dislodge the ladder from the cage roof. The Nightmares, Slater, and Goldust use the ladder against the State Patrol in Too Cool. After a few minutes, Brian Christopher gets himself into the middle of the cage by climbing up the side and the roof of the cage. We're halfway through the first round of the match. 5 wrestlers already up in the middle cage. Slater and Sharp get the ladder back into its rightful slot. Sharp slams Slater's head into the ladder. Martel climbs onto the ladder as well. Martel takes Slater off the ladder with a Russian leg sweep, allowing Sharp to climb back into the middle cage. Marconi takes Scott Taylor down with a pile driver from the middle turnbuckle. Ken Wayne makes his way up the ladder, making 7 battling in the middle cage. Danny Davis tries to follow his tag team partner up the ladder, but Martel pulls him off the ladder and makes it up himself. Davis holds onto the ladder and makes his way up. We're at 9 now. 1 more to go for the middle cage. Of the 11 wrestlers left in the bottom cage, the State Patrol and Scott Taylor are laid out. Zbyszko and Lawler battle around the ladder. Goldust has been laying low throughout the match, but Marconi tosses him into the cage wall. Lawler sets Zbyszko up for a pile driver. Marconi jumps onto Zbyszko's back and almost all the way up the ladder. He becomes the last wrestler in the middle cage. The ladder is removed from the bottom cage and the trap door is pulled up. We have 10 in the middle cage now. And the action in the middle cage has been wild and crazy. Kendall and Sharp battle in one corner. Horowitz and the Nightmares battle with Marconi and Idol. Martel and Christopher battle around the ladder. Christopher takes Martel down with the fireman's carry off the ladder. Christopher climbs into the top cage as the first finalist. The Nightmares take Idol down with a double flapjack onto the cage floor. Marconi sneaks around to find himself on the ladder to make it into the top cage. Kendall rakes Sharp's face against the cage wall. The Nightmares continue to beat on Idol. Brawler rakes Martel's face across the opposite cage wall. Idol gains an upper hand by knocking the Nightmares' heads together. Idol climbs the ladder to become the third wrestler in the top cage. Horowitz nails Kendall from behind with a running knee lift. Sharp tries to make a break for the ladder, but Brawler takes him down with a drop toe hold. Kendall climbs up the ladder into the top cage. Martel and Horowitz battle with the Nightmares to try to be the last wrestler in the top cage. Brawler tries to sneak around the four to get to the ladder, but Christopher unhooks the ladder on top of them. The Nightmares pick up the ladder and nail Brawler with it. Horowitz and Martel dropkick the Nightmares. Horowitz climbs up the cage wall. He dangles there while Martel and Sharp try to bring him down, but Horowitz manages to make it into the top cage. Kendall takes the Nightmares down with a double clothesline. Martel picks the ladder up and tries to reposition it. Brawler tackles Kendall, but Kendall takes him down with a hip toss into Martel. The Nightmares get back to their feet, but Kendall takes them down with another double clothesline. Martel and Brawler get the ladder back in place. Kendall nails Brawler and Martel with a double clothesline before climbing the ladder into the top cage to be the last wrestler in the top cage. Somehow Kendall got back down from the top cage. Not even sure how that even happened. But again, that just adds to the Christmas chaos. All right, when the trapdoor closes for the top cage, all hell breaks loose. Idol takes Marconi through the trapdoor with a back suplex. Kendall drops an elbow from the top cage onto them. Christopher backdrops Horowitz toward the trapdoor. Idol and Kendall brawl with each other. Christopher charges Horowitz, but Horowitz backdrops him through the trapdoor. Christopher lands near Marconi. Idol nails Kendall with a forearm smash and trips over Christopher. Marconi gets back to his feet. Horowitz swings out from the trapdoor and takes him into the cage wall with a flying head scissors. Idol tosses Kendall into the cage wall. Horowitz tries to take Christopher down with another flying head scissors, but Christopher counters it with the powerbomb. Idol charges Kendall with a running clothesline, but Kendall sends him into the cage wall with a hot shot. Kendall sends himself and Christopher through the trap door into the ring with a flying bulldog. Horowitz nails Marconi with a monkey flip into the cage wall. Horowitz comes down from the middle cage into another head scissors on Kendall in the ring, but Kendall nails him with the powerbomb. Christopher climbs onto the middle turnbuckle and comes off with a flying clothesline on Kendall. Horowitz gets back to his feet, but Idol comes through the trap door with a drop kick on him. Christopher makes his way toward the cage door, but Idol grabs his arm and whips him into the opposite turnbuckle. Idol charges the turnbuckle, but Kendall nails him with the knee lift. Marconi finally makes his way into the bottom cage. So all five men are finally in the bottom cage. Christopher comes out of the corner with a bulldog on Kendall, but Kendall throws him off. Marconi nails Idol with the spinebuster slam. Kendall runs through Christopher with a vicious clothesline. Horowitz is almost to the cage door before Kendall grabs him by the hair. Idol grabs Horowitz from behind and takes him down with a back suplex, while Kendall climbs through the ropes and out the cage door for the win. Your winner is Kendall Windham. He will face either Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert or Terry Funk for the American Heavyweight title at St. Valentine's Day Massacre. We will find out his likely opponent later on in our main event, but he is one step closer to realizing his desire to make examples out of the members of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Back in the ring, Idol starts to come out of the cage. Kendall sees him and slams the door in his face before leaving the ringside area to a great pop from the crowd. This is just the first match, and we've already lived up to the name. All right, I come out to the ring after the cages have been taken up from the ringside area into the rafters. I come out with a title belt over my shoulders. I announce the renaming again of the Interstate 74 title. The booking committee is moving away from having every title restricted to geography. The Interstate 74 title is being renamed in honor of the great wrestlers in that division. From this moment on, the Interstate 74 title will be known as the Dark Horse title. Most of the wrestlers involved in that division would not be considered for any single title in most promotions and territories. Tonight's title match between Johnny B. Bad and Mark Merrill will show, be the first to show how great a dark horse can be. So Bad and Merrill come out to the interview desk to find out the stipulation for their match. Mark Lawrence pulls the envelope out of the tumbler and announces that the Dark Horse title will be defended in a pole match. Bad and Merrill immediately tear into each other. This is the match out of the whole storyline that the fans get into the most. The fans are almost out for blood as Merrill use everything at their disposal against each other. They spend several minutes around the pole, but they slam each other into it instead of trying to climb the pole to retrieve the title belt. Finally, Merrill nails the TKO on the concrete floor before catapulting Bad into the pole. Merrill takes the moment to climb the pole and become the legal owner of the Dark Horse title. In a time of 8 minutes, 24 seconds, Mark Merrill is now officially a champion in the PWA. Backstage, Hot Stuff and Hyatt International are roaming the halls looking for Kendall Windham. They stop outside the Nightmare's locker room. Eddie starts to fire up his guys for the beatdown they are about to administer to all these guys when the door opens. Kendall and Tracy jab at Eddie with the baseball bats, slashing at anyone who tries to make it inside the room. The rest of the Nightmare seek an opportunity to help out. That happens when Idol and Iceman push the group through the doorway. The two stables brawl with each other, using every piece of furniture and fixture as a weapon. In the end, Iceman manages to find his way out of the Nightmare's dressing room, but the rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International is laid out on the floor. The Nightmares drag the intruders out into the hallway and slam the door on them. Iceman comes out to the interview desk without Missy. Davey Boy Smith comes out to the desk as well. Mark pulls the envelope out from the tumbler and announces the Illinois heavyweight title will be defended in a strap match. Neither man will be able to run away from the other. Jerry Calhoun ties both wrestlers' wrists at the ends of the strap. Both men immediately begin trying to pull each other toward themselves. Iceman seeks every opportunity to beat Davey Boy with the strap. Davey Boy tries to keep towards a scientific match where he can use his power. Davey Boy gets a final advantage after a vicious clothesline with the strap. He hogties Iceman's legs to drag him around the ring. Davey Boy tags two turnbuckles before Hot Stuff and Hyatt International storms the ring. Calhoun calls for the bell. Davey Boy Smith gets the win in a time of 19 minutes, 22 seconds by disqualification. Now, Hot Stuff and Hyatt International are already bloodied from their backstage brawl, but they make sure that Iceman gets to keep the title, even with the DQ loss. The Nightmares quickly join in the brawl with a variety of weapons. They chase Hot Stuff and Hyatt International from the ringside area, leaving Davey Boy, Kendall, and the Nightmares standing tall in the ring. This is going to be an interesting turn of events as we get into 2026, I can tell you that. All right, we get to our next match. Graham and Stallion come out to the interview desk first. Dylan leads the stud stable out to the desk as well. Lance pulls the envelope out of the tumbler and announces the Illinois Tag Team titles will be defended in a Texas Tornado match. All four men will be legal in the ring. The match gets started once all four men are in the ring. Graham and Golden square off while Fuller throws Stallion out of the ring. The stud stable try to double team Graham, but Stallion quickly gets back into the ring. Referee Randy Anderson has his hands full with all the action going on in the ring. Stallion backdrops Fuller over the top rope as Graham has Golden in a bear hug. Stallion hops up onto the middle turnbuckle and comes off with a flying reverse bulldog. Stallion covers him as Graham keeps Fuller at bay. Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion are your new Illinois Tag Team Champions in a time of 10 minutes, 24 seconds. Another interesting tag team getting a title reign here in the PWA. The stud stable is unhappy as Michelle gives their belts to her guys. But the tag team action is not over yet because the American tag team titles are next. The Acolytes and the Gorgeous Gentlemen come out to the interview desk with their managers. Mark pulls the envelope out of the tumbler and announces that the American tag team titles will be defended in a Texas death match. All four men look excited over the stipulation. They make it down to the ring civilly, but the match itself is anything but civil. All four men take turns doing everything they can to keep each other down. After a handful of pinfalls, it comes down to Garvin drilling Farouk into the mat with the brainbuster for a seventh total pinfall. Despite Bradshaw's encouragement, Farouk doesn't get up for the 10 count. Your winners in a time of 28 minutes, 47 seconds, and new American Tag Team Champions are Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin and Gentleman Chris Adams, the Gorgeous Gentleman. If it couldn't get any worse or any better, and definitely not more chaotic, we have our main event, American Heavyweight title on the line. Terry Funk comes out to the interview desk. He starts to rant about Eddie Gilbert and the American Heavyweight title. Eddie and Missy come out to the interview desk and interrupt him. Eddie hopes that the stipulation is something that keeps Funk in the ring. He is tired of having to chase Funk around the state of Illinois. He wants something that keeps him in the ring long enough to beat him soundly. Lance reaches into the tumbler and pulls out the envelope. He announces that our main event will be a cage match. Eddie will get the chance to stop chasing Funk around Illinois or even the city of Chicago. Missy looks a bit worried as the cage gets lowered onto the ring apron. Eddie and Funk climb into the ring and tear into each other. They make great use of the cage walls as a weapon. Funk climbs on top of the cage and drops down with a flying leg drop, but Eddie rolls out of the way. Kendall and Tracy rush down to the ring and climb the outside of the cage. Missy screams for Hot Stuff and Hyatt International to get down to the ring. None of them show up. Kendall and Smothers spike Eddie into the mat with a spike pile driver. Funk gets back to his feet, but Kendall levels him with a vicious lariat. Tracy climbs the turnbuckle and drops on top of Funk with a flying elbow drop. Kendall tosses Eddie onto Funk with a released back suplex. Tracy repositions Eddie for Calhoun to make the pinfall count. As Smothers and Kendall climb the turnbuckle to celebrate with the crowd, the Jumbotron shows a Zamboni parked in front of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International's dressing room. Pounding can be heard on the other side of the door, and Tracy and Kendall continue to celebrate with the crowd as the cage lifts off the ring apron. So your winner, in a time of 23 minutes 13 seconds, is Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Thanks in large part to the interference of Tracy Smothers and Kendall Windham. So it looks like Kendall is going to get his chance to lop the head off the Hydra, so to say, as he gets to face Eddie Gilbert at St. Valentine's Day Massacre in a month and a half, which leads us to our shortest season of the year, as we have the shortest days of the year in the St. Valentine's Day Massacre leading up to February 11th. That main event will be Kendall Windham and Eddie Gilbert for the American Heavyweight title. That is going to be a crazy match, but we still have 6 weeks to get to there. So I encourage you to be back. Don't let 2026 go by without supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I am Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here, sharing in the chaos that we have here in the PWA at Christmas. And I hope you'll be back next week as we start the first of the Dynamite Gauntlets and see just how crazy 2026 might get.